from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
O'clock on a Wednesday, Sports Radio 92.9 Again, morning show. It is Wednesday, right? Yes,
that's right. It's Wednesday.
Isn't it funny?
Which one's Wednesday?
Okay, yes.
Which one Wednesday?
Yes. Okay, good. Yes.
Oh, hey.
Rob, I can't deal with him.
Wow! All of a sudden,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He actually has a right to be mad at me today.
I didn't. Oh yeah, you did screw up our race night last night.
Yeah,
this technology got in the way. Oh, hey Rob, can I ask you something before we get on to the next topic?
Sure.
Falcons related.
No.
Do you have a problem with Justin Simmons wearing number 31? I don't know if you've caught this. Justin Simmons. He'd be the first one since William Andrews.
William Andrews. And William Andrews is like one of my all time favorite
right.
Falcons. By the way, if you've never heard of William Andrews, go back and look at what he did in Denver. Look what he did to Ronnie Lott. And unfortunately for William Andrews. Hurt his knee, and back then when you hurt your knee, you were never quite the same.
Yeah, he hurt his knee. It's been 40 years since he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
If you don't like William Andrews or Gerald Riggs,
yep.
You probably should do some self, enter yourself and do some reflection, because you probably have an issue and it's
Gerald
yours.
Gerald Riggs, one of the nicest. I've worked with Gerald. I love Gerald Riggs too.
I can't tell. There's so. There's some human beings you meet in this world.
Yeah.
Algie Crumpler is one of them. Hashtag Swede
Nation. Algernon.
Gerald Riggs is one of them. Jeff Van Note is one of them. And I'm talking about, Falcons of the past. I mean, obviously, Arch. But those three guys, those are three of the nicest human beings you'll ever be around. And they're also extremely good football players.
Oh, Gerald Riggs replaced William Andrews,
mm-hmm.
and he toiled with bad Falcons teams. I was so happy for him. He went up to Washington, won a Super Bowl, and basically what his specialty was, 2-yard line and in. He just went up there and he carried the ball from the 2-yard line and got like 12, 14 touchdowns that year.
What year was
I so happy for him.
What year was that? That wasn't the 91. Didn't they win it? I need to check that.
I can't remember the exact year, but he went up there. He was like a touchdown specialist.
Yeah, they had Ernest Biner on that 91 Super Bowl team, yeah. I remember.
But as far as wearing 31, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You don't have a problem with it, or you don't want him to?
Oh, I have zero problem with it.
Yeah,
no.
I don't either. I mean, but he's
It's the first time.
It's the first time. And so I think that it's an eye-opener for a lot of people because when I got here, 78 was my college number. It's not available. Nobody wears 78 anymore.
Yeah. Mike Kent, who should be in the Hall of Fame, and he'll tell you that too, but he's right. He should have been.
So 78, I think. And again, the Falcons don't retire numbers, but it's very eye-opening when somebody does wear certain numbers. And it's been a long time since somebody's been in 31. I don't have a problem with it. But I know that a lot of people have and have expressed that on socials that – sacred number.
I don't know what you can do. I mean, I don't know if anybody will ever wear two again.
Let me ask you this. Let me flip that around. In 25 or 30 years, when we're old geezers talking shop on the front porch of a retirement home, are you going to have a problem when the Falcons hand somebody number two?
Well, I'll probably be even more of a curmudgeon than I am now, so probably, yeah. But I would say as soon as his name is hanging in the rafters, I don't have an issue with it. Gerald Riggs was on that 91 Super Bowl team for the Washington.
How many touchdowns?
That's a good question, and I will tell
you. I think it's like 12 to 14.
He had 11. Hold on. Can we just give him a little bit of props? That's a hell of a memory that you remembered Super Bowl. You couldn't remember the year, so that deduct a point. But we'll add points for almost being within one of how many he actually had. Yep. 11. And I'll tell you this. If you want to talk about overall touchdown, it's still just 11. 11 touchdowns. That's an amazing. He only had 78 carries. That Ernest Bonner was the workhorse on that team.
But they bring him in. He's like the 2-yard line and end specialist. And good for him. I was really happy. And I hated the Redskins. But I was happy that he got his Super
Bowl. They beat us. That year.
That was that playoff game where they intentionally left the grass. I think Harper LaBelle's on that team, and I think the Redskins intentionally left the field saturated to slow down the chuck and duck offense.
I remember as a kid watching that game, that was one of the loudest. I remember watching that game and hearing the crowd through the TV and saying, man, that place is so loud.
That year the Falcons won a playoff game. They won at New Orleans.
Yeah, I remember that. They had a crazy return or something in that game that kind of sealed the deal. I think Deion might have been on that. Deion might have had that covered. Kickoff return or interception return or something. I remember watching. I was only 8, so my memories are not as good on those.
All right, the notion of accuracy. And from what I gathered, I was thinking, well, if you just clean up somebody's fundamentals, get their feet under them, everything else is a quarterback. The accuracy, you can increase accuracy a little bit, but for the most part, you either have it or you don't. And that's when I think about Joe Milton, everybody falls in love with that one pass he threw for New England. You're basically not going to get that much better as far as accuracy goes. A little bit, certainly.
I think it's almost
like an innate thing. You either have it or you don't.
Well, I think there's a wider window for a guy like him because I think there are people that have accuracy in their back pocket, but their mechanics get lazy.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that he's probably
one of
those.
But I'm talking about guys that are coached up with stellar mechanics. And they're consistent with their mechanics like a pitcher would be. Still not going to be elite accurate.
I think that
you can't
people,
get there.
That's the reason I think that Tua Tagovailoa always had a lot of people in his back pocket, the Dilfers of the world that, coach through the Elite 11 or whatever, the high school ranks coming up and go, dude, he's incredibly gifted. Because he's always insanely accurate when he throws the ball.
How much of that, though, is understanding of the game? How much of that is watching film, knowing the route, knowing as much about the receiver's route
everything
as
I
him?
Read based on that is if you have all of that, you either have it or don't. Yeah, you can increase it a little bit, but you're not going to be elite. That's what separates the greats from even with arm strength.
I just find it hard to believe. And I don't know, Mike, you tell me, you play with guys.
It's like pitchers, you either have command or you don't. You can learn it a little bit through your mechanics and keeping them steady and consistent, but some guys just have it.
But having good mechanics and having an understanding of when, we were watching practice the other day, and I've heard people talk about, well, Kirk Cousins' ball is coming out, doesn't come out and look the same, have the velocity that Michael Penix's does. And then you go watch practice, Mike, and you and I talked about this. I think you were standing, we were talking about it. And Penix is throwing rockets on 7-yard routes, and Cousins is, putting a little touch. There is something to be said about throwing a catchable ball and the understanding of when to heat it up and when to not. And I think that takes into that is in the factorization of accuracy as well for me.
Well, And honestly, this all goes back to, let's not get too deep in the weeds here, but I think this all goes back to spatial awareness, right? When you talk, and there's been studies done about the difference between males and females about what their, you know, spatial awareness is a bigger thing for males. And I think
that's right.
Creativity, as far as color palette and things like that go, is more of a female kind of thing. And spatial, I mean, that's one of the reasons that when you play like video games and things like that, it, guys tend to be much more into video games than their female counterparts because of spatial awareness. I think it's all about what level of spatial awareness you have in terms of how accurate you are as a quarterback, right? Can you see the depth? Can you see the speed of guys crossing the field and how far away they are?
And anticipation.
Sort of gauge, yeah, in anticipation and sort of gauge what that throw needs to be like. So I think there's a. I think you're right. I think there is a level that is not coachable in terms of vision, in terms of understanding, in terms of just flat out being able to see what's going on. I think some people are just gifted in that nature.
Somebody says it's like height. You either have it or you don't.
Well, it's good calves. You know what I mean?
Good calves. Don't skip leg day.
You can do all the calf curls you want, or you know that kind of thing. You can't swell up your calves.
You ever seen a guy that was really big and then he got really skinny? Always has big calf muscles.
Yeah.
Always. Because they don't. Those things don't go away.
No.
It's the only thing you don't lose.
I've got lovely calves, by the way.
Do you?
I've always walked on the ball.
Heck of a thing to crown yourself on.
Why don't you stand up? Let's see him.
Please don't. Stay seated. Don't make it weird here. Oh, my God. We're standing up. Oh, we got a leg in the air.
Beautiful calves.
Got a leg in the air.
You know what? Not too shabby.
Rob,
you know what? You know what?
I've always walked on the balls of my feet. My friends say, you walk like you're about to take off running.
You know what?
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
I say a line all the time, and Mike doesn't know. You know what he's saying, Smokey the Bandit? Cowboys love fat calves.
Cankles? What?
No, fat calves. Nobody loves cankles. No,
you're not in the studio right now. Rob's leg just got to about 1:30 on the clock. It's a little bit weird for a minute.
And then it got weird.
Well, we had to see. If you're going to make a brag about your calf muscles, you got to show them. I mean, come
Falcons
on.
Not getting a lot of love with the power rankings.
Who
but
cares?
I never cared.
People like
they're
Mike Florio
right now. They're at 19 right now, and I think that's just hilariously. I'd put them at 10 to 12. At the very least.
You know what? Leave us at 19.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fine.
Ignore
us. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It is interesting to me, too, and I would love to see a study actually done on this. Get a composite of all the power rankings and do a composite then of all the experts' opinion on quarterback rankings.
Yeah.
Because usually you don't see that big of a discrepancy. I think Kirk is somewhere between 10 and 15 right now in most power rankings, He's a top 15 quarterback. A lot of people don't have him in the top 10. That's kind of how I feel after the last couple of signings. That's kind of how I feel about the Falcons. I think they're probably top half of the NFL. 19 to me, though, you start getting that much room between your quarterback ranking and your team ranking. I think that's where a lot of ground can be made up.
But look at the teams in front of them in this power ranking. If you want to go here, we'll go here. The Eagles at 5.
Yeah, after they imploded last year.
They got a good team. Their head coach is on the hot seat. Their quarterback didn't play the level he did the year before.
He doesn't see eye to eye with his coach.
Yeah, and I understand because the coach is kind of a stooge at times, and your quarterback's a mature one in the relationship there. All right, let's go down.
Right, he is. That's true.
Texans, Bills, Dolphins, fine. Bengals, quarterback's coming off a major injury. Their star wide receiver has held in all camp. Okay, fine. Packers, Cowboys. Star receiver has held in all camp. They haven't practiced it all together. Browns. Deshaun Watson.
He's not been nor will he ever be the Deshaun Watson we knew when he was at Clemson or the early part of his career.
If it doesn't get any better there for him, it's the worst trade and contract in the history of professional sports.
Oh, absolutely.
Rams at 13, no problem with that. Jaguars, didn't they implode late last year?
Yeah.
You don't know what Doug Peterson's going to be with those guys. You know, The Jets. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles
injury.
What
argument are you making here, though?
Well,
are you making that the Falcons should be ahead of these teams you're talking about?
I'm making that – how do you – well, I'm not saying that they should be ahead. I'm saying how do you put the Steelers
– why are you yelling all of a sudden?
Because you're asking, how do you put the Steelers – make an argument for me for the Steelers of being ahead of the Falcons.
Well, my point being is that all the things that you don't know about that we are obviously very close to in Atlanta – and let me just play the other side of the coin for it. Nobody knows that that's going to happen with Atlanta either. You don't know what Zach Robinson is an OC or Raheem as a head coach or Kirk in a different fold with a bunch of new wide receivers.
Okay, well, how are the Bears and Colts ahead of a team like the Falcons?
That is where I thought you were going, and that's why I asked the question. Tell me why the Colts. I can't for the life of me figure that one out.
Oh, because Anthony Richardson is an athletic freak who has never stayed healthy during a season. Since he's been in college, in NFL, he can't stay healthy. And you don't know what he can do.
And he's not very accurate, and he's never going to be all that accurate either, by the way. He's not.
The Bears, I can warm up to a little bit more than the Colts. The Bears had a good defense down the stretch last year.
I think
Caleb Williams has looked good. They got good wide receivers. Offensive line's remade. I can.
But I was told
the Steelers. I think the Steelers would be in the last five by the end of the year.
But hold on a second. I was told that you can't put a rookie quarterback with a defensive head coach, and that's why Justin Fields failed there. Andrew Matt
Eberflus. Well, there is a precedent to support that notion, though.
Yeah, really? Where? I mean, didn't Matt Ryan come in as a rookie quarterback with a defensive head coach?
Well, there's always
worked out for him.
There's always, the outlier is not the narrative, though. The narrative overwhelms.
I think
the
if
outlier.
You went through the history, you could find a lot of defensive. Pete Carroll had Russell Wilson, and they worked out just fine. That was a defensive. I think that is something we've made up in our heads and we push. I'd like to see the numbers on that. Do you have the article on that?
No, I don't. It doesn't mean it's not the flex you think it is.
I'm right, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Rarely right, never in doubt. That's
tell you what. Well, you know what? I think you have good calf muscles.
Great calf muscles.
So you agree with me there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see how it is.
What? What kind of...
I don't know, Ralph. I deal with this every day.
What kind of ridiculous...
I don't know.
...stunted, limited logic is this we're dealing with?
I don't know.
Good Lord.
I ask the same question every day.
I'll tell you what, you can take the next hour and 45 minutes off. We're going to let the adults handle the
show. It works for me.
I like that plan.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah, we should. Don't wake up. I'm kidding. That's terrible.
God.
I shouldn't say that.
That's two. That's wow. two. You
that's
got two, one more.
That's two horrible things. Yeah. I apologize for that.
Thank you. You better. Holy smokes.
Hey, not exactly a sexy lineup for the Braves last night, but they got the job done. And Marcell Ozuna hit one to Smyrna. That's coming up next, top of the hour. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Wake up, Squid. Wake up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Don't touch that dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
1-0 count. Ozuna to deep center field. Goodbye. A big fly for the Big Bear. 2-1 Atlanta.
3-1 your final last night, Braves, over the Phillies. Ronaldo Lopez, one run in five innings. He has given up two or fewer runs in 17 of his last 20 starts, something like that. So, okay.
I believe he's the first, actually, I heard Grant McCauley say this. I'm pretty sure he's the first pitcher to strike out Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper three times in a game.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Hat tricks both ways. So that's pretty incredible when you look at how, I mean, he was throwing darts last night.
Oh, the slider was just nasty. You see that dot You see that dot on the slider, man. It's nasty.
He's filthy.
I was surprised how sharp he was last night.
And yeah, then, after the time off. And,
yeah. And I know he had a rehab start where he looked good, but that second inning when he got in a little bit of a jam and, you know, was it Abreu comes out there and checks on him and then just.
Right.
Just, no, I'm good.
Yeah, it's going to get checked on because he got noticeably frustrated when you see a pitcher do that and to demonstrate emotion like that and frustration, go out there and talk to him, settle him down, or at the very least, catcher, go out there and talk to him.
Yeah, how often did that happen for you when you were pitching up at
every inning.
The mound visit rule would have been bad for you, huh?
It would have been terrible.
But
that's funny, man.
Three straight now. You've won. I believe you're 7-3 in your last 10.
Yep.
Which is good. You're trending the right way, even with things. I was just – I said it yesterday. I said, this is a game the Braves lose. You won a couple in a row. You have an injury. You had a day off. You had a guy that has not been on the mound in a while, up at this level anyways. This feels like a game you lose, and then maybe you try to win the back end, the back two, and try to win the series. I was very impressed with how they bounced back mentally. They looked locked in last night. I know that you only scored three runs, but still you went against a good pitching staff and one of the best pitchers in baseball, and Zach Wheeler. That home run by Marcell Ozuna, though.
Tater.
I mean.
432 launched. Straight away. Hit it to Smyrna.
And it looked – in golf – when you go get a golf lesson, one of the things if you're a hard swinger, they try to tell you is let the club do the work.
Tempo,
easy.
I swing like the Tasmanian Devil.
I do too. Oh, I do too. And the guy that I get lessons from, his name's Derek. He'll laugh. We'll laugh at it because he's like, he'll say, hey, just you know, what do you think you did there? And I said, I swung out of my shoes. He goes, yeah, okay. Swing easy. And that one by Ozuna, he swung easy, man. I mean, I'm not saying – all right, let's be honest. He has a
very
bat
powerful.
Speed.
His wrists are very powerful.
Yeah, but he didn't come out of his shoes. He didn't flail, Mike.
His is all about bat head speed, not hand speed, right?
Well, just get it in the zone because you know, the pitcher's supplying up most of the power for you.
You know what I got to say, and not to change topics from Ozuna, but it just popped in my head because this was brought to me by a buddy of mine last night. I did not think going into this series, like one of the matchups that I did not really consider is when you get into the stretch run of these games, and Ronaldo Lopez goes five, obviously very good last night. But not having A.J. Minter, a power left arm, out of the pen when they have Schwarber and Bryce Harper and all these other left-handed power bats, that is a massive, massive piece of this puzzle putting together last night and moving forward throughout the series and the next series that you play next weekend. Not having A.J. Minter in that bullpen in those eighth innings where those guys might be coming up to bat is – that's huge. I mean, you look at an Aaron Bummer, he all of a sudden becomes a huge piece of the puzzle.
Dylan Lee.
I completely agree.
And you used Dylan Lee Sunday, and that's why when you – who's the first guy of the pen last night? Grant Holmes. And that's why I said that earlier in the show. I thought they told you everything you needed to know about the future of Grant Holmes on this team this year. If Lopez stays healthy, if maybe you get Ian Anderson back, that is what they think of him. That's what they think of his stuff, his mentality, and what he means to this team right now. I thought that, to me, if I'm Grant Holmes, I loved that call.
Oh, he's playing loose and free because it took him so long to get to the majors. He's just so happy to be here. He's not going to let anything affect him that much. He's gone through the character development, you know, of toiling in the minor leagues for so long.
Yeah, two straight wins and two straight appearances, his first two wins in the majors. If he never gets another win or loss again, he'll finish above. I think he'll finish above or at 500, right? I think he's would be at it.
I know the clock's running. What am I doing?
Right,
you gotta huddle up. Up.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Huddle up.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
All right. For our conversation about, you know, defensive coaches and quarterbacks, Alex Smith is very critical of it. He stated the mindset for defensive-minded head coaches dealing with young quarterbacks is don't screw up. Don't turn the ball over. Don't, you know, basically not a lot of development, as it were.
The defense is the star of the team.
Yep. And there's a lot of examples. Eberflus and Justin Fields, Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson, and the list does go on. But you did bring up some nice exceptions to the rule, especially with Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. And who was the other one?
Well, look at D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans, yeah, that's
without,
a good one, too.
Without Belichick and Brady, somehow we
Belichick
got
destroyed.
Yeah.
I think Belichick destroyed the psyche of what's his name?
Mac Jones. I don't disagree with that at all, but I also think that there's
you
been
think
some
it's overplayed? Maybe it is, but Alex Smith says it doesn't always work, but I think it depends. It just depends.
I think a good coach will get the best out of all of his players. And you, to me, I said this the other day, and I know where we're going with the Brian Flores stuff, and I want to get to the audio because I thought Brian Flores, Mike and I talked about it this morning. We'll, after we hear it, we'll tell you what we thought about it. But good leaders understand. Good coaches understand that. Not everyone is the same, and you can't coach and lead everyone the same. Do I think Brian Flores is a bad leader? I'm not saying that. I think he was a bad leader and a bad coach for
limited.
Tua.
You have to know how to tailor your – you got to know which guys you can chew on. Other guys, you have to kind of give them a hug and encourage them. And one size doesn't fit all, and you have to be sophisticated enough to realize that.
Yeah, and we're right now in an era where you have to understand that more than ever because you have to coach these guys differently. And all the
precisely.
And, you know, the best part for me, real quick, before we get the audio, is the people who want to push guys out the door quickly – are also the same ones that would call guys soft when Tua responds that the way that he
did. Yeah, nobody's ever consistent in their opinions about things. They're always exposed as being hypocritical in some way, shape, or form. Well, let's hear from is this Brian Flores' rebuttal?
You know, specific to the comments that were made by Tua, I just want to say, look, I'm genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had, and I really wish him nothing but the best. And, you know, I think, you know, player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. I mean, I got into coaching because I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches, going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because, you know, I want to make that same kind of impact. Positive impact, pour into young people, help them become, you know, as KO says all the time, the best versions of themselves. And, you know, that's really my goal always in coaching.
I wish you would have doubled down.
No, man.
I said, not only is he a bad quarterback, I think he's a horrible person. I hate his family. I wish you would have done that, gone scorched earth.
What if he got out there and said, I've got a, I just want to tell you what I think of Tua in one word.
Sucks.
T. And then took his sunglasses
next question.
Off and go, let me repeat it. But
I think his response is perfect. I think it was absolutely perfect.
Yeah,
and
well,
he buries the hatchet. He moves on. He says he's in a different place. And he doesn't call Tua a liar. He's just like, look, man, things probably didn't go as planned. I'm a better husband. I'm a better father. I'm a better coach now. And I told Bo this morning, one of the things that I learned as a coach, as a high school coach, was trying to communicate to players how bad they played without telling them that they sucked. Like, you don't want to say you suck, but you very much want to be like, you didn't play up to expectations. You worked too hard to put this on film. Like, you know, I mean, there's so many other ways to go about it. You don't want to communicate it in that way, but I think Brian Flores did a good job of kind of coming back around.
I agree. But I thought when he said that his words struck him and it hit hard with him and he's hoped he has evolved. To me, that was not only, look, I'm ready for a next job and I'm going to handle it differently, but I think it was a little bit of an admittance that he thought he could have handled how he dealt with him differently and better.
Well, everybody on the planet, we're all ridiculous in our own little ways. We're all limited in some way, shape, or form, aren't we? What's coming up? Mic'd up.
All right, we got Which One Wednesday. Bo is still sitting on the throne. You will be tasked with knocking him off. Here you go. How about this one for a tease? More interceptions this year, A.J. Terrell. Or Justin Simmons, and also going to the gas station. You picking up Doritos or Fritos? It's Which One Wednesday. It's Ooh. Mic'd Up. It's coming up on the other side. Right. Sports Radio. I tune.
Neither.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Sports Radio 92.9. The Game is Mic'd Up. It's Which One Wednesday. Bo V. Rob Tribble. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart. Lasting clean. You guys know the drill at this point. Rob, I think you've played this before. It's debate style. I'll ask you a question. You'll answer it. Dylon will be the judge at the end. He'll tell you who won this debate.
He is very judgmental.
It's not so much who makes the right pick. It's who explains their pick a little bit better, okay? Mm. And I'll try to make sure that we control Bo's microphone so he can't just talk the entire segment, and we'll get that locked up as well. Are y'all ready?
No, I'm not ready yet.
All right, here we go. Which quarterback has a better season, Matt Stafford or Aaron Rodgers? Which quarterback has a better season, Matt Stafford or Aaron Rodgers? Bo, we will start with you.
I think Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers has something to prove, and when he has something to prove, he normally proves it. He's very even. It's like he's just one of those people when you irritate him or he feels like he's.
You were about to say vindictive.
Yeah, but I think he is vindictive actually. In that and that I can relate to it a little bit when you get a chip on your shoulder and you want to just crush your enemies. That's what he is. I think Aaron Rodgers.
I gotta agree. Sorry. Yeah. I just agree. I think he does not want to go out with a final memory of him, a torn Achilles, on his debut game with the Jets. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers for that reason and the vindictiveness as well.
All right, how about this one? Rob, we'll start with you. More interceptions this year, A.J. Terrell or Justin Simmons? More interceptions, A.J. Terrell or Justin Simmons, Rob?
I'm actually going to say A.J. Terrell because he's aware of the notion, well, you're not getting enough picks. I think he's leaning on the ball hawking. He's emphasizing ball hawking this year.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna take some chances.
I'm gonna take some chances.
Yeah, what do you think, Bo?
I'm gonna say Justin Simmons, and it's not personal. AJ Terrell, he's one of my favorite Falcons on this team. But when you force and you press, you look like Matt Olson at the plate, and I think that's what he could look like if he tries it. Justin Simmons is a natural ball hawk; it just comes to him. He's gonna have Jesse Bates in that area with him. The free flowingness makes these guys more aggressive than ever. Give me Justin Simmons for the win.
All right, how about this one, Rob? We'll come back to you. Better place to catch a concert, Lakewood Amphitheater or Marist in Alpharetta?
Oh,
which amphitheater are you going to for a concert, Rob?
Geographic desirability and just the nostalgia and the history, always going to be Lakewood.
Wow.
I've seen my best shows at Lakewood.
Yeah. It's got a story.
Even the ones I remember.
Yeah. Bo, what do you think?
Well,
Alpharetta probably a little bit closer to you in stock.
That's true, but in Atlanta radio, my spirit animal might be Rob Tribble, and I agree 100%.
What about Day-Day?
He's my zen.
Okay.
He's my zen. We leave Day-Day out of this.
Yeah,
he got nothing
weird
to do with
when
it.
He says that. Okay.
Rob Tribble is right. The best concerts of my life, some of my best memories from concerts come from Lakewood. It's seeing Aerosmith there right after, 6 days after 9/11?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a great show. To seeing, I've seen Warped Tour there. I saw my first Tom Petty experience was at Lakewood. Brooks and Dunn's galore. Lakewood is where it's at.
And you can't find your way out or into Alpharetta.
Yeah.
That venue.
I don't know. How about this one? We'll go with more of a problem for the Atlanta Falcons this year. Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? Which one will be more of a problem for the Atlanta Falcons? Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts. Bo, we'll start with you.
For some reason, I've always been fearful of the quarterback that's mobile, and as a Falcons fan, I know that we have Matthew Judon and we have Justin Simmons, who, we've added their linebacking core. But until they show me they can stop one, and it will be in Philadelphia, I'll say Jalen Hurts because he's got a way. Plus, Philadelphia is always good early. We'll get them before they have their great midseason collapse.
I don't know. Bo was just making the argument that there's problems up in Philly a minute ago. What do you think, Rob? Dak or Jalen?
I'm going to go with Dak. I think Dak is thinking about his legacy now.
I think you're right.
A lot
of zeros on the line for Dak Prescott.
A lot of zeros on the line and his legacy. And
maybe Jalen's a little fat and happy up there in Philly.
Could be.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as a fat and happy Jalen Hurts.
You don't think so?
Nope.
All right, we'll find out. He's making pretty good money. How about this one? Bigger piece of the team moving forward for the rest of the season. Reynaldo Lopez or Grant Holmes? Which one will be a bigger piece of this team moving forward through the end of the season? Ronaldo Lopez or Grant Holmes? Rob, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say Grant Holmes because we're going to see more of him than Lopez. Grant Holmes, you can see him three, four times a week. Yeah, yeah.
That's a good call.
Man, I hate to agree again, but I have to agree with Rob. Grant Holmes is going to be a guy out of the bullpen that you will depend on. You saw that last night. I think he could even be bigger in some ways coming in the sixth and the seventh for just an inning when you need that because of his stuff, his mentality. Dang, I hate agreeing, but I got to go with Grant Holmes.
All right, how about this? You're stopping by the gas station. You want a snack. There are only two options.
Oh, boy.
There are only two options. It's called which one, not however many. Doritos or Fritos?
Doritos or Fritos?
What do you think, Rob?
Well, Fritos with chili, but I got to go Doritos. Got to go to Cool Ranch.
Yeah, those always a solid choice.
What's the Tallapoosa breakfast?
The Tallapoosa breakfast is an RC Cola and a moon pie. The Paulding County breakfast is Funyuns and a Mountain Dew.
Yeah. That's the Tallapoosa brunch, which is
what I want to go with is the Funyuns and a Mountain Dew. That's what would be my option. But if you make me pick, I'm a huge fan of Fritos. But if I'm going to have to pick between a Dorito and a regular Frito, I'm going to go with this regular Fritos. You can't go wrong with Doritos, over a Fritos. That's what I got to go
Fritos
with.
Fritos with my chili, though. But that's about the way I made them.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the chili-flavored Fritos,
those
too.
Those are pretty good.
All right, how about this one? Kicking a third quarter field goal, do you want Younghoe Koo or Matt Bryant? Third quarter. Not to win the game. Not a clutch thing. Just a Younghoe Koo or Matt Bryant. Third quarter field goal, second half. Need some points on the board. Which one are you going with? Rob, we'll start with
Falcons
you.
Have been so lucky to have two guys back-to-back that have been that dependable. How many teams are bringing in three and four different kickers every year? I'm going to go Matt Bryant.
Clutch Matt. I love Matt.
Golly. This is annoying because we agree. I will say this. As unlucky as we've been with pass rushers, we've been that lucky, to your point, with place kickers.
Yeah.
But give me that little Oompa Loompa walking out there and Matt Bryant and just nailing it right down the middle. I tell you what.
Think of what he calls you.
That's a perfect way to call
him. I don't think he knows I exist. He doesn't call me anything. Not only could he kick one right down the uprights, but he drove a daggum 350 diesel.
Yeah,
giddy up. Give me Matt Bryant all day long.
I owned a couple pawn shops, too. I always thought that was hilarious. He's like, yeah, I got a few pawn shops back in Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, what?
It's like anyway. Scout Pawn Stars. I'll give you $10 for
it. All right, how about this one? Tougher road game this year for the Falcons, at Minnesota or at Denver? Tougher road game for the Falcons, at Minnesota or at Denver? Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, I'm going to say Minnesota. For one, I don't think Sean Payton will have it figured out there yet defensively. But when you go to Minnesota, that place gets loud. It gets loud quickly. They are going to want blood in the water. That crowd will be loud. And I think Kirk Cousins, talk about something to prove. He might have a little something to prove when he goes back there. I feel like there'll be extra pressure in that game.
Go ahead, Rob.
I got to agree with you. I know it's so boring. It's so boring, but I'm just feeling the same way exactly about Sean Payton, though. Does he have his Drew Brees and Bo Nix? Everybody's really high on Bo Nix right now.
All right, no pressure for y'all, but according to Dylan in my ear, you guys are tied right now. All right, you are tied.
Oh, boy.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I had a sports question lined up, but I'm gonna go with this one. Better dessert, peach cobbler or bread pudding? Peach cobbler or bread pudding? This will be the tiebreaker. Rob, we will start. Actually, no, Bo, we'll start with you. You look like you're scared right now.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not high on either one of these, but I don't like fruit in my dessert, so give me that bread pudding all day long.
I guess we're going to tie because I was going to go bread pudding, so I'm not a big cobbler guy. I love the bread pudding. I wish you would have said tiramisu, but that's okay. Tiramisu is my favorite dessert, but you didn't ask me
what. Dylan, I know that Rob's last point was not compelling. What do you think?
And stop leading the witness.
For that reason, Bo's answer on bread pudding.
Rob. I was like, Rob, please hammer this thing.
Hey, I gotta give it to Bo. He is still the undisputed champion.
He ain't undefeated.
That's of which one wins. Yeah, not
it
undefeated.
It is raining. Undisputed.
You know,
defending.
Just as far as Bo's word count, quality is got to start being higher than quantity at one point, Dylan. He just talks a lot. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean his argument's always better.
I gave you a Tallapoosa and a Paulding County breakfast description. That right there should have won it for me.
Ones I did not get a chance to get around to, better stretch run, Michael Harris or Matt Olson, and who will be better in the media? Belichick or Brady, and
Belichick.
Which one do you prefer, May baseball or August football? May baseball or August football?
August football.
So there you go. That's which one Wednesday. Thank you for playing.
There's a photo finish, so I just didn't get my torso across.
Right, your toe was there, but your chest
didn't count.
Your toe was there, but no chest.
Well, you want to clean up the crumbs from your Tallapoosa brunch? Go to Zero Res, a smart, lasting clean. All right, coming up top of the hour, we've all boarded a flight drunk. Urinated on an elderly passenger and punched another one. It's coming up next. And also, Who needs a wake-up call? 404-726-0929. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.